grandmother made me a homosexual, and if you send her some yarn, she'll make one for you, too.
Well, if I should take an ocean, you jump into the ocean.
This is the Head On Radio Network, The Horn.
This is the Quality News Network. In London, British negotiators meet today to work out a strategy to win release of five British civilians who were seized yesterday in Iraq's foreign ministry. The kidnappers were dressed in police uniforms and were driving security forces' vehicles. Iraqi and U.S. troops have joined in a house-to-house search for the missing Brits. Raids in Sadr City today killed three and wounded eight. Also, five suspected militants were arrested. Iraqi forces announced they have arrested a suspected terrorist thought to be in charge of a cell specializing in kidnapping and assassinations. The arrest took place yesterday near Baghdad. The U.S.-led coalition today turned security responsibility for three Kurdish provinces over to Iraqi police and troops. That means 7 out of 18 Iraqi provinces are now in local control. In Afghanistan, another disagreement between NATO-led Afghan forces and local villagers. The U.S. military says six Taliban were killed and four captured in a battle today in an eastern province. Provincial officials, however, claim those killed and captured were civilians, including women and children. In Potsdam, Germany, G8 representatives meet today. The agenda includes discussions on Iraq and Afghanistan, climate change, and Iran's burgeoning nuclear program. In Jerusalem, Shimon Peres finally announced he will run for the largely ceremonial job of President of Israel in next month's elections. He will run as a candidate from Prime Minister Ehud Olmert's beleaguered Kadima party. In Los Angeles, the police chief admitted his officers made serious mistakes during a pro-immigrant rally on May Day in MacArthur Park. More than 40 demonstrators and journalists were injured when police used rubber bullets and batons to break up the peaceful rally. For the first time in more than 40 years, federal health officials have ordered a mandatory quarantine. That after an Atlanta man with a rare and dangerous form of tuberculosis flew to Europe and back on commercial flights, potentially infecting other passengers and crew. Big band trumpet player Buddy Childers has died of cancer in his Woodland Hills, California home. He was 81. You're listening to the Quality News Network, Science and Business, next.
To be or not to be.
Proficiency in reading and writing is a crucial connection to higher learning for both youth and adults. Without the foundation of basic English skills, access to education and employment is severely limited, if not impossible, for an estimated 40 million illiterate and semi-literate adults nationwide. If someone you know needs help in learning to read and write, there are local groups that can provide assistance without the threat of embarrassment. The Monterey County Free Library System offers unlimited one-on-one classes meant to help anyone at any proficiency level step over the language barrier. Weekly classes are held at several free library locations across Monterey County at no charge. For more information on Monterey County Free Library's adult literacy program, call 424-3564. This message brought to you by the Quality News Network.
Researchers say if temperatures continue to rise in the Arctic, Alaska will need $10 billion within the next few decades to pay for collapsing infrastructure. Average temperatures in the 49th state have risen 3 degrees in the past 50 years. In Nepal, dozens of people are thought to have been killed and more than 1,500 stranded when a freak snowstorm pummeled the region. The company which owns Calvin Klein posted an increase in quarterly profit on a net income of $53 million, beating Wall Street expectations. Philips Van Heusen credits strong sales and increased royalty revenues. Borders bookstore chain posted a quarterly loss of almost $40 million. The company says the lack of popular new book releases and a difficult sales environment overall contributed to the loss. Toyota says problems in the early versions of its Tundra pickup truck may cause engine failures. An automaker spokesman says the problem in later versions has been fixed. The company will replace damaged engines. Nigeria's new president has promised to put an end to the violence in the oil-rich Niger Delta, which has disrupted oil production in recent years. Nigeria provides 8% of OPEC's oil supply. Light sweet crude is trading at $63.14 a barrel. More at QualityNewsNetwork.com. I'm Annabelle Lund.
This is a top to what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
the amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is, if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Welcome to Conversation Radio's Lean, Mean, and Green Show. It's Boxed Up with John Fox, where we turn Conversation Radio into Conservation Radio. Boxed Up is brought to you by B1 Louder Productions in Sydney, Australia, and the Mid-Atlantic Regional Council of Carpenters. They're building the American dream every day. B1 Louder by ringing 877-443-2366. That's 877, the numeral 4, head on. And now, your host, the ranting, head-banging hippie, John Fox!
All right, everybody, welcome aboard Foxed Up for a Friday, and you know what that means. It means it's Billy Shear's Music Day, and Tony has got a corker today. He's doing Jimi Hendrix today, and it's just going to be fantastic. You have to, you can't leave. If you haven't gotten your coffee yet, go and get it now. Miss my early blab and be here, because we're also changing the point in the show where we're doing that. We're going to do it straight after the opening segment. So after the first break, we're going straight into Billy Shears, and it's just fantastic. And I would love to know where he gets all that archive audio from. It's just awesome. Just awesome. Can I tell you, I am really, really honored at the moment. There's a particular piece of history in my home at the moment. Anyone who listens to this program that might be a fan of the Delta Blues, you know, your Robert Johnsons and your Blind Lemon Jeffersons and whatnot, I have, not but a couple of meters away from me, a 1925 Stella guitar. It's not mine. It's Mr. B1 Louder's, actually, and it's going to reside here for a little while before it goes to go be restored. And I used to live in the same house with this guitar, and it's one of my favorite pieces of wood in the history of time. It is just got the most beautiful tone. I mean, 1925. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? It, you know, it's It's like matchbox wood. It's really, really light. It's got this big, fat kind of, like, almost square neck on it. And it has this really kind of simple rosetta around it. But behind the rosetta, between the rosetta and the bridge plate, is this kind of line of roses and green leaves that are just absolutely outstanding. But it doesn't matter what it looks like. It's the fact that it just sounds so gorgeous. Warming up, just, you know, as I was getting ready to do the show, and it's all freeform today. It's Friday. Bugger it. It's already Saturday here in Sydney, but I was sitting there, and I actually haven't seen this guitar in probably almost 4 years. And I was informed that the guitar hasn't had the strings changed since I last saw it, which kind of made me laugh. But I pulled it out of the case, and it's just unreal. It you know, I've got a couple of decent instruments. You know, believe me, I'm not dissatisfied with my Maiden. I love my Maiden, and I have my dog. I love my dog, and the dog is actually a guitar. It's not an actual dog. The dog is actually something I pulled out of somebody's trash can and rebuilt, and it's turned into kind of a bit of a genius instrument. But there's something about this Stella that is just absolutely unbelievable. And when it's restored, I just can only imagine what it's going to look like. It's there are things that are created by wonderful hands, and there are things that age beautifully, and this is both. And I see that ELO has stuck a Stella link up in the chat room. I'm going to check this out and see if it's something similar to what I've got sitting right next to me. Oh, at eBay. Funny that. Yeah. Oh, my God. ELO, you've nailed it. That's virtually the guitar. The Rosetta's different, but it's got that same rose pattern as you have found there. It's a beautiful thing. Absolutely gorgeous thing. Starting bid is $900, but what? The one that I've got here? It would probably starting bid be, oh, geez. Ooh. Guessing. 30 times that. It's actually one of those really sought after ones. And that's why I was very careful with it. I'm very careful with it. In fact, I know this has nothing to do with the environment, nothing to do with anything else, but it's Freeform Friday, and I just feel like blabbing on about things that I'd like to blab on about. When my mate, Mr. B1 Ladder, Mr. Scott Berry, and I used to share an apartment, it was shortly after I split up with my wife, my ex-wife, and my son would come over, you know, as your children do when you go through a split up. And in our place, we had this really, really nice modern apartment. We were like the second tenants in the place. It was a gorgeous place. I hate apartments, but this is the one apartment I've ever had in my life that I really liked. And we had all the guitars up on stands, and my son came over once, and, you know, he sees my guitar up on a stand, and another one of my guitars up on a stand, but then the rest of them, like the other five, were all Scott's. And you know, he goes by and he's checking them out, and I introduce him to all the guitars, and, you know, I go, well, you know, that's Dad's, and you know that one, that's Dad's, but this one, that one, those are all Uncle Scott's. And the Stella was not in a stand. It was actually in front of the television, in its case with the case open. And it was all displayed beautifully. And he goes over to it, and I grab him, and I say, "Hey, mate, you know, you wouldn't want to hurt this guitar, and you would have no intention of hurting this guitar, but it's so delicate that you could, without even trying, hurt this guitar. So when you come here, just be very, very careful. You can touch every other guitar, but please, just be very careful of this one." And he looks at me, and he turns around, and he grabs the case, and he closes the case on the guitar, clips the latches. Now, he's 4 years old, or 5 years old. Closes the case and pushes it under the TV stand. And he goes, "Special guitar." And every other time he came to our place, he would walk in and inventory the guitars and go, "Dad's guitar, Dad's guitar, Scott's guitar, Scott's guitar, Scott's guitar, Scott's guitar, Scott's guitar." And then he would close the Stella case and push it under the TV and then pull his toys out. Is that not a genius child? That's a genius child. But then again, you speak to them like a human being and they just catch right on. You don't have to talk down to them. That's always been my thing. Never speak down to a child, speak to them. But anyway, we're going to take our first break here, folks. You're listening to the Head On Radio Network. This is Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network, and coming up straight after the break, oh my God, you have to stick around for this. Mr. Billy Shears, taking care of Jimmy Head this week's ear. Stick around. You do not miss this. You're listening to the Head On Radio Network, America's Liberal Voice. We'll see you after this.
Sweetie, I love you, but those jeans have got
to
go.
Yeah, I know. Grab me a pair next time you go to the store, would you?
No.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going there anymore. I can't stand it.
What do you mean?
It's just awful, honey. The only smile in that building is that big
yellow... Everybody else looks miserable, and I can't find anything there that's made in our country. That bothers me.
Well, nobody makes clothes in America anymore.
Au contraire, mi amigo. There's a ton of American-made clothing at No Sweat.
Well, where's this No Sweat store? Out at the mall?
No, silly. I found them at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. There's a link there. I already ordered some great workout gear, and I also got you some new jeans. They'll be here in a couple of days. Surprise.
HeadOnRadioNetwork.com?
Uh-huh. Just click on the No Sweat banner. You're right there. Helps union workers and helps support America's other liberal network. Cool, huh?
I knew listening to the horn was a good idea.
Whose idea?
Your idea, dear. All the good ones are.
Union made? No sweat. Great prices? No sweat. Great looks? No sweat. No sweat at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. Click the banner. Do the right thing.
There's one place on the web you can go that's so topical, you can apply it liberally. WD40.com. WDYAD40.com. Clyde, Wally, and Dookie are there. They're working hard every day to give you updates in news, politics, and a great sense of humor. So stop on by and see the boys at WD40.com, a place where you can raise your voice and be heard. WD40.com, your one-stop shop for all things progressive.
Obviously, we need to address the issue of the Saddam Hussein execution. Seen the video that was taken on a cell phone, or have read about the circumstances surrounding the execution, it's pretty evident that the absolutely worst thing that could have happened with the carrying out of the sentence after the long trial of Saddam Hussein happened. And if we had sat down and made a list and said, all right, here's a list of six or seven different things that could happen, what would be the very, very worst thing that could happen not only for us, for the United States, but for the world and for the Iraqis themselves. And it seems to me that if not first, then definitely second would have been what indeed did happen.
The Dr. Bill O'Brien Show, Tuesday to Thursday, noon to 2 Eastern, here on the Head On Radio Network.
Polar bears live in the Arctic, on the ice.
But the ice is melting because of global warming.
Some polar bears have to swim so far they drown. Baby bears have died.
When I'm old, when I'm 45, all the bears could be gone.
Grown-ups should do something.
If you're a grown-up, go to polarbearsos.org now. You can make sure polar bears are protected under the Endangered Species Act.
Please help them.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fox Stuff here on the Head On Radio Network. And, you know, you got to love our chat room. You know, we go off on politics, there's rage, there's all kinds of stuff going on usually, and I mention Stella's, and suddenly the links kind of come in, and then we've got links to Rickenbacker's, and so we've got guitar porn going on in in the Head On Radio Network chat room. I love it. That's fantastic. That's just awesome. So, Shear's music this week. I've had a chance to have a listen to this because, of course, I get to listen to this before you all get to listen to this. And this week is just absolutely outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. And thank you, Mr. Shears. You're doing such a wonderful job at these things, and we've got so much more to do with this. And we were having a little bit of a chat yesterday that there may be some surprises in store with Shears music in the future. Some very legendary stuff getting ready to come up that we might just, you know, tease you with here and there. But this week, I reckon he's done the best thing that he's pulled off yet, taking care of Jimi Hendrix. So, Agnes, if you got that ready to go, why don't we just finish off this segment with Mr. Shears. Roll it.
This is the Head On Radio Network, The Horn.
Johnny Allen Hendrix, born 1942 and later renamed James Marshall Hendrix, but we know him as Jimi Hendrix, is recognized as one of the world's most influential rock guitarists. His initial success was in England. He achieved worldwide fame following his 1967 Monterey Pop Festival appearance. John, you're going to love this. Hendrix will discuss sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And there's even a little church talk for Brother Bob Kincaid. Now, Scott Barry told me a friend of his, Vanetta Fields, sang on Jimmy's first pro engagement with Little Richard. Now, how cool is that? So, Scott, put on the headband, tune up the old Stratocaster, fire one up, and get into the Jimi Hendrix experience.
Good time music at first, like I said before, like with Little Richard, Jerry Lee Lewis, and, you know, people on down the line, Elvis Presley and so forth. There's a lot of drugs that's dipped into it from some effect that front musicians think different than other people, they live different than other people, so therefore they have different releases. It's up to them themselves what they're looking to escape, and some of this is seeping through them. And so, but like it's settling down properly, and the whole idea in the first place for all these drugs and all the music and all the hang-ups is because of, like, everybody wants their own identification some way. And some people couldn't find this and trying to talk to the parents because they have a way of overprotecting the people so much as where they put them in boxes. And they put themselves in boxes, and that's not the right way of living. Because younger people, their minds are a little more keener, and they can figure this out. So therefore, since they can't get release and respect from the older people, then they go into these other things. And their music gets louder, and it gets rebellious because it's starting to form a religion. Because you're not going to find it in church. I remember when I got thrown out of church because I had the improper clothes on. I had tennis shoes and a suit, and they said, well, that's not proper. So we don't have no money to get anything else. So I just got thrown out of church anyway, and it's nothing but an institution. So they're going to have to find nothing there. So then it moves on to trying to find yourself. So therefore, you see somebody look maybe kind of freaky or playing very radical, regardless if it's good or bad. And then quite naturally, they take up to this person or these people. It's up to the people to preach the proper thing to them through the music.
Now, here's what Jimi Hendrix has to say about the ladies. Keep in mind, this was the 1960s.
Some girls, you don't go by appearance. You go by there's other things that girls have to offer besides the looks. It makes you might want to be with them, you know, for a second or two. I don't just go by this look. We know the story, you know. Some of them, some of the worst people in the world. But, you know, you go by other things. I don't know what it is. You can just feel little things. You say, damn, I might want to be with her. I don't know. Let me check myself there and see what happens. Really, but this is another way of communication. That's why other people can't understand and say, well, damn. Why are you with so many people? You know, I said, well, I don't necessarily be touching those people all the time. I just be talking to them. Some I talk to, and then others, well, you know, therefore, they're after. But it's just a scene like if it's part of you, you know, this is nature. I don't know. I just can't help it. It's a scene like that's another way of communication, though. You have your own ways. Some people just communicate better by not even knowing each other's name or saying, hey, hi. How are you doing there? Would you come with me there for a minute? It's all in and you do that. And you can be the best of friends then. Some even get married after that. Girls are some of my best friends. You know, and really helped me too. And I don't know, it's just nature.
I thought it would be fitting to close with Jimi Hendrix's softer side. So here he is with just a guitar singing Angel. Now at the end of the song, he makes a few apropos comments. So take a listen. Thank you.
said, fly on, my sweet angel. Fly on through the sky. Fly on, my sweet angel. Oh, I'll look for you by my side. Sure enough, this morning comes to me with silver wings silhouette against the glow of the child's sunrise. And as the bluebirds and the sparrows envy me, she says, I love you, little boy, and today you shall fly. She kissed me once, and the feeling so good she made me cry. And now we can fly together. And I said, fly on, my sweet angel. Fly on through.
You know, people really believe that every single person is born here is completely different, you know. I mean, that's true, but through the times, can you imagine all these people who died before me, and all of us, all of in heaven, all of on top of each other? Hey, man, move over, man. I don't have the room up here.
He said, hell, you had no business dying, did you?
Oh, God. So can you imagine that? Wow.
This is Billy Shears, and hey, thanks for lending an ear.
Harry Potter has given us all a unique glimpse at education the way it ought to be. Never once do Harry and his Hogwarts friends talk about skipping class, ducking tough instructors, waiving requirements, or shirking responsibilities. That perspective, be practical, get it the easiest, fastest, cheapest way you can, is what J.K. Rowling terms the Muggle approach to education. We're Concord University, and do we have a deal for you? At Concord, education's different than anywhere else around. There's a reason that Concord students get the best jobs, are sought out by the best medical, graduate, and law schools in the land. It's no wonder that Concord has been cited by U.S. News & World Report and by the Wall Street Journal. Where do I sign up? At Southern West Virginia's version of Track 9 and 3 Quarters, all you have to do is believe, and believe in yourself. Concord University, an education you can put to work. 1-888-384-5249.
What's a conversation like on Head On with Bob Kincaid? This is what it's like.
Well, let's talk to our good friend Phil down in Daytona Beach, Florida. Hey, Phil, welcome to the program. Good to hear from you.
Thanks, Bob. Good to hear you, too. I want to remind people that the military take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. And when people say they're fighting for our freedom by defending the Constitution, which defines our freedoms and supposedly is there to protect them, that's what it really means. Not doing whatever this outrageous civilian leadership dictates that it does.
Head On with Bob Kincaid. Conversation at its finest. Weeknights, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Only at Head On Radio Network and chat at headonradionetwork.com.
Howdy, this is Baxter Black. And if you're like me, you're concerned that the environment we enjoy today may not be around for our children and grandchildren. All the new technology in the world can't create more sky over our heads or new oceans. The Earth's natural resources, fresh water, land, and even the air we breathe are limited. Voluntary family planning improves the health of women and their children. It also helps slow population growth, which is good for our planet. So help ensure that people everywhere have access to the information and services they need to plan their families and help build a healthy future for us all. Population Action International is working to promote voluntary family planning around the world. Visit us at www.populationaction.org. That's populationaction.org.
Welcome back to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. Yes, it's Foxy coming to you from Sydney, Australia. Not a lady, though. Very much the long-haired hippie version. But anyway, male version. But how cool was that? And please, please, please go to shearsmusic.livejournal.com. That's shearsmusic.livejournal.com. And drop Billy a line. Please tell him that you appreciate the work that he puts into those segments. Because I can tell you, I can visualize what his editing program looks like when he does that thing. That is a lot of work. And it's outstanding stuff. It's really, really great to get such a, you know, I babble on and rabble on about music, but Billy puts it all into this nice, concise package, and I so appreciate what he does for this program. It's fantastic. And he, in that piece, he made a little call out to me, a little call out to Bob, and he made a little call out to Scott, Mr. B1 Louder himself, who is going to have guest commentary on Billy Shear's blog very, very soon. Might even be this coming week. And which I've had a read of, but I'm not going to tell you anything about it. But Scott was talking about how he sees the parallels between Jimi Hendrix.
Listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. It took nearly 2 years and a wide-ranging campaign of civil disobedience and boycotts, but AFSCME Local 3299 in California this week won pay equity for custodians at the University of California. AFSCME's Deborah Gravel.
In this struggle, we've had three different civil disobedience actions. 91 people have gotten arrested during it. Danny Glover, Senator John Edwards, Bill Clinton, Congresswoman Barbara Lee, all honored and actively supported a boycott of the university.
The custodians involved in the pay equity fight will get a raise of $1.75 an hour, and the university has agreed to an additional 50 cents an hour for custodians statewide.
We all learned that when the fight is just, as long as you don't give up, that you will win, and, you know, all of labor needs to struggle until we win and not give up.
Clean drinking water when you work a physically grueling job in the hot South is a physical necessity and a basic human right. But Justice at Smithfield's Leela McDowell says workers at Smithfield's Tar Heel, North Carolina hog processing plant have had to file a complaint with OSHA to get enough clean drinking water on the job and to maintain critical safety equipment.
One man collapsed because he hadn't had water for 6 hours, and he's working in daring hot temperatures, moving hogs around. So they're asking for access to clean drinking water, and they're asking for repairs of some of this equipment.
15 people were arrested at UC Davis this week in a protest against outsourcing of food service jobs on campus. Activists, including the public employee union AFSCME, are demanding that UC Davis end the outsourcing and make food service workers university employees. To support them in this effort to end outsourcing at UC Davis, you can call Chancellor Larry Vanderhoof at 530-752-2065. That's area code 530-752-2065. In what is becoming nearly weekly news, another company has compromised sensitive personnel data. A worker for the Manchester, New Hampshire branch of Office Team reportedly sent a mass email which exposed addresses and social security numbers of employees. Office Team says it will notify everyone impacted by the mistake. Georgia will be facing an aging workforce over the next 2 decades. The state continues to add new jobs but has fewer and fewer young workers to take them. The study by the AARP found that those over 55 years of age in Georgia are growing by 4% each year, and those between the ages of 25 and 54 are only growing by 0.3% per year. Those under the age of 25 show zero growth. Dust from 9/11 caused the death of civil rights lawyer Felicia Dunn Jones, according to the New York Medical Examiner. It's the first proven death from exposure to 9/11 dust. Thousands of workers and first responders were exposed to the toxic dust and are still suffering health problems. You've been listening to WIN, Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Sorry about that. Oh, man, am I going to so deal with this IP problem? It only happens at this time of night. And it's new. It used to not happen this time of night. It used to happen some other time of night. I don't know when that time of night happened because it didn't happen during my damn show. But anyway, I'm about to switch providers. I'm going to get myself what they call down here. I don't know what you call it up there, but they're calling it a D-SLAM connection. I can't wait. It's going to be installed in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to have my own fixed IP, and it's going to be on a DSL phone line connection. It's going to be 8 meg. It's going to be great. I can't wait. It's going to be a beautiful thing. But I do believe I was talking about the beauty of the guitar sound on that Hendrix track and the fact that he starts on the bridge pickup and then goes to the split coil thing after the first hook when he comes back into the second verse, and suddenly it all warms up and you can feel the whole thing kind of come into its own. It's just a gorgeous thing. Absolutely, absolutely gorgeous. And I'm just kind of, I'm on a guitar state of mind, you know, how can I avoid it? How can I avoid being in a guitar state of mind, you know? Billy Shears does, Jimi Hendrix and I have a 1925 Stella here in the room. It's just, and I see Texas Pepsi going, D-Slam? It's something like direct something digital subscriber line. In other words, Telstra, which is the big telecom here, which used to be a public entity, which is now being turned into a private entity, whose CEO in Australia is an American, hasn't put any new copper in the ground since, the late 70s. And so all the other small companies have been kind of working around trying to deal with putting in new infrastructure. And unlike the United States, where they started laying fiber optic cable in the late 70s, because even though they didn't have the systems installed, they knew how what cable it was going to be run on, so they started laying it out. And so anyway, there's an outfit here in Australia called IINet who has been kind of location by location setting up direct lines from the exchange to the houses. And everything I've heard about this outfit is really good. And we are going to be switching over to that with not a standard phone service. It's going to be nothing but voice over IP. We're going fully net-based. And I'm looking really, really forward to that. It'll be very nice. It'll be very, very nice. Not to mention that, it'll make the capability that maybe I could even, you know, do a live video cast of the show if I decided to do myself up every night. But that's a whole nother thing. Oh my, it's not a very, 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 very green show. But anyway, we're just going to have some fun. Yeah, you can. And if you want to check out what I'm talking about, it's iinet.com.au. It's quite cool. I'm looking. I can't. You know, they're gonna deliver my new router with the voice over IP phone outlets and the whole thing. It's really, really cool. Anyway, folks, we're gonna take our last break for the day as we're doing a freeform Friday here on Foxed Up. I hope you're enjoying things. I really hope you enjoyed Billy Shear's piece. And like I said, please go by shearsmusic.livejournal.com. Leave a comment, drop him an email, just, you know, show me your appreciation, please, because I appreciate what he does. Not only does it make my Friday shows a whole lot easier, but I just enjoy hearing someone else talk about music. It's a wonderful thing. So stick around, folks. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and I might even have an environmental story before we get out of here. So you're listening to the Head On Radio Network. John Fox coming to you live from Sydney on America's Liberal Voice. We'll be right back.
It's all my brain and body need. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. It's very good indeed. Keep your silly ways or throw them out the
window. President Bush isn't listening to us.
It's time to end the war.
Congress passed a plan to end it
and bring our troops home.
But the president vetoed it.
We want Congress to know we are with you. Don't back down to President Bush. Send him the same bill again and again.
We the people will stand with you because stopping a president who believes he can do no wrong
takes people with courage to do what's right.
I'm John Edwards, and I approve this message.
There's one place on the web you can go that's so topical, you can apply it liberally. WD40.com. WDYAD40.com. Claude Wally and Doopie are there. They're working hard every day to give you updates in news, politics, and a great sense of humor. So stop on by and see the boys at WD40.com. A place where you can raise your voice and be heard. WD40.com. Your one-stop shop for all things progressive.
Recently on the Guy James Show on the Head On Radio Network.
If you have tuned into this program by mistake right now, and you are a Republican, a right-wing Republican specifically, before this program is over, I do want to warn you, you're going to think that I'm the devil. You're going to think I've got horns and a red cape because I hate the Bush administration and everything they stand for. So be warned right away, okay? You're all warned right now that that's where we're coming from today.
Don't miss Guy James, weekdays, 3 to 5 Eastern Time, on the Head On Radio Network.
You can see that in Alberta, diversity is very strong. You see people from different places, from different backgrounds. And we all have learned to live together. That's why Alberta is a great place to live.
We come from different places, and we have to accept each other because our backgrounds are different, our cultures are different. And we have to understand other people.
I think that our community, being as open as it is, just gives people a chance to really enjoy interaction between different cultures and really get to know each other without making any judgments.
Trabajando juntos podemos lograr la gran diferencia en la comunidad. That it means by working together we can make a big difference in our community.
To find out how you can make a difference, visit helpmakeadifference.com. This message is brought to you by the Government of Alberta and Global Television.
Right on, everybody. Welcome back to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. A little bit of Rose Tattoo for you there, and Angry Anderson. It's one of those things, you know, I wish I could get into more detail about people like Angry Anderson with you folks in the States, but you'd have no clue, which is really unfortunate because they're just a fantastic band. Rose Tattoo were awesome, and actually they still are. They still get out there and get on it, and Angry is, you know, kind of not so handsome, shaved-headed Australian boy who, for all of his image of being the big, dark, nasty guy, is one of the sweetest human beings you will ever meet, and in his later years has become an absolute wonder. He does so much charity work. He, you know, he just does good stuff. And I'm very happy it's Friday, and we have one of our really, really great Sydney listeners who doesn't live far from my house here. He goes by Holy Moses in the chat room. And he'd be able to tell you. Rose Tattoo's legendary in this country. Unbelievable band. I'm going to have to send some more Rose Tattoo to Agnes for bumpers because just, it was a two guitar kind of thing, and the one guy played some really, really mean slide. And it just, it's just really, really, really just beer drinking, whiskey swilling kind of rock and roll. I'm just kind of in a music frame of mind, but I'm going to do a little green story here. But unfortunately, it's not so green. At Riverwired.com, there's a Lexus ad that's been reported as misleading, and they've had to pull it. The Advertising Standards Authority in England is an ad industry-run group that regulates and monitors advertising and marketing and addresses consumer complaints about ads. When a company runs false or misleading ads, they don't respond to ASA direction to change the ads. ASA can refer the problems to the Office of Fair Trading, which are government agencies. Recently, the ASA looked into consumer complaints about an ad that Lexus was running for the RX400H, which is a hybrid 4x4, that was misleading with the tagline, high performance, low emissions, zero guilt. Since the hybrid CUV has CO2 emissions of 192 grams per kilometer compared to the European average of less than 160 grams per kilometer, the ASA didn't like the ad. Lexus responded that the RX400H emissions were lower than any other vehicle in its class, but the ASA didn't think it was enough, and the ad implied that the emissions were low compared to all vehicles, which they aren't. The ASA ordered Lexus not to imply that the RX caused little or no environmental harm relative to all cars if it wasn't true. Clearly, this is the case. If Toyota trading on carefully cultivated green reputation isn't always deserved, they certainly deserve credit for cars like the Prius, but many of the Lexus hybrids are not that impressive compared to that of the highest volume cars in Europe. And it figures it's the high-end stuff that uses the green thing as a greenwash as opposed to being really, truly green.
make the rich feel good without having to sacrifice. Isn't that just the way? Hate to be hard, hate to be ugly, but that's just the facts, Jack. Now, I mentioned last night, before I run out of time, I mentioned last night about the fact that the ABC here in Australia is going to run this, the great global warming swindle documentary, which has been completely debunked. And Scott and I were talking about this earlier. And, you know, I said, I just think it's absolute crap that they're running this. And he said, well, you know, it's going to be seen for what it is, which is exactly what Tim Flannery said last night. And I agree with him. However, there's going to be a few dips out there. And I reckon that Andrew Dolt from the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age will be one of them. Will ride on this thing saying, see, it's all a scam. It's all a scam. You got nothing to worry about. Just continue doing the things as you're doing them. And the greenies just hate business. Now, this thing has been pushed by the ABC board on the broadcaster. The broadcaster itself is not happy about having to air this thing. But the board said they wanted to buy it, and here we are. Well, it's airing in July, and I still have this strange suspicion that it could be debunked so much in the media if we all do our jobs that the ABC may either decide not to run it or will run it with such a disclaimer. Now, I've also found out that they have edited 30 minutes of footage from it because even the producers don't want to be connected with the misinformation now that it's been debunked. So, obviously the guts of their argument have been pulled out. And no, the ABC Australia is not part of Disney. It's the public broadcaster. It's the people's broadcaster. It's similar to PBS in the United States, but it's actually kind of relatively larger. It does as much programming as all the major networks and has as many viewers, if in some situations, more viewers than the mainstream broadcasters. In fact, confrontational program, which I've pulled audio from before, The Chaser, is one of their programs that ends up being number one in its slots every single week. They produce fine programs. They have they have the best news, hands down. And they have the best, probably, investigative journalism in this country, hands down. I reckon that there's nothing that holds a candle to it. They do a wonderful job. Even with this right-wing government's intervention, I think that they do a fine job. I've been to the ABC studios more than once, and it's just a fantastic place. But we're getting ready to run out of time here, folks. So thank you for being with me today. Thank you to Agnes Kincaid for producing today. Thank you to Gene and Susan, our bloggers, who do such great work for us. Thank you to ELO, Peter, our mods. Thank you to WhiteRoseSociety.org. Go and give money. I'm going to be really direct. Go and give money now. Thank you to the Carpenters for everything they do for us. Thank you to Billy Shears. ShearsMusic.LiveJournal.com. Thank you to Scott Berry for the music. Thank you to the Carpenters. And as we say here on Foxed Up, be good, be green. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
And I would tell you that sometimes I prefer to look at myself through someone else's eyes. Eyes that aren't clouded with the tears of knowing what an asshole I can be. as yours are. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I might be able to listen in silence to your concerns, rather than hearing everything as an accusation or an indictment against me. And I would tell you that sometimes I use sex to avoid communication. It's the best escape when we're down on our luck. But I can express more emotions than laughter, anger, and let's if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music, the attention and admiration of 100 strangers than it is to accept the love and loyalty of those closest to me. And I would tell you that sometimes I prefer to look at myself through someone else's eyes. Eyes that aren't clouded with the tears of knowing what an asshole I can be, as yours are. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I might be able to listen in silence to your concerns, rather than hearing everything as an accusation or an indictment against me.
And I would take... You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
This is the Quality News Network. In London, British negotiators meet today to work out a strategy to win the release of 5 British civilians who were seized yesterday at Iraq's foreign ministry. The Britons were taken out of the finance ministry office by gunmen dressed in police uniforms and driving security forces vehicles. Iraqi and U.S. troops have joined in a house-to-house search for the Brits believed to have been kidnapped by Shiite cleric Muttaq al-Sadr's Mehdi army militia. 5 suspected militants have been arrested thus far. Iraqi forces announced they have arrested a suspected terrorist thought to be in charge of a cell specializing in kidnapping and assassinations. The arrest took place yesterday near Baghdad. Turkish tanks have been sent to its southern border with Iraq. Turkey's prime minister and its military agree military force may be needed against Kurdish rebels. The U.S. does not agree with such action and has urged Turkey not to engage the rebels inside Iraq. In Afghanistan, local villagers are again accusing NATO-led coalition forces of killing innocents. The U.S. military says 6 Taliban were killed and 4 captured in an eastern province. Provincial officials claim those killed and captured were civilians.